Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lifecast. I'm your host, Sydney Smith. We still have Deanna Manassian here, but she's feeling a little bit under the weather, so I'm taking over for today.
Only emotionally am I under the weather.
You know, we've all been there before. We also have Adam Osmani with us here today.
Oh, wow, that's me.
And nobody else.
No one else.
Yeah, we have a small podcast.
Tiffany went home.
Yeah, what the fuck? She's not going to listen to this. Greg will.
Greg will. And then we'll say it accordingly.
Yeah.
Fucking what? I want to host the podcast this week.
You can't host it if you go
home.
You
can't host it if you're not here. That's how it works.
Unless we're recording remote in special circumstances, which rarely ever works out. But, you know.
Doesn't.
I want it to someday. I think we're going to need to for our serialized podcast that we're going to come up with. Anyway, take it away, Sydney.
I don't really want to roast Tiffany, but then I'm like, I've been roasted on this podcast before, so I don't really care.
We've all been roasted on this podcast.
That's, like, actually very true. You good there?
Yeah. Okay. There's dust on my laptop screen.
Oh, that's okay. You can get rid of that a little bit later. So,
yeah, let me turn off my laptop. Get rid of it now. We'll come back to recording.
You know, littler things have bugged me more than that, that it made me just stop in my tracks to fix something. So, you're not alone there. So... what's everybody been up to in the past week? No. Anything fun?
No.
I've had a little bit of a terrible week.
Yeah, nothing good has happened in the past couple of weeks to me.
I'm glad we're all on the same page.
My Fortnite account got hacked.
Wait, what?
My Fortnite account got hacked.
That's hilarious.
Someone took all my money.
Oh, they like took your credit card and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But he was like a bad hacker. So I went on to play Fortnite. I went to play the new mode last week.
Yeah.
And I launched up the Battle Royale mode, and I noticed that I had a new, like, glider. And I'm like, that's weird. I didn't buy that glider. It was called the Founder's Glider. And I'm like, wait, I don't know how this got here. I haven't played since I got it. So I went back onto the main game, and somebody had purchased the Founder's Pack and lots of deluxe items for the single-player game. Not without changing my password. This person did not change my password. So here's what this fucker did. This person went into my account, purchased things on my account, did not change my password, and then got locked out of the account because I changed the password.
So he had nothing to gain.
He literally gained nothing.
Great.
But he just spent money on my account, and then he lost it.
Serves him fucking right.
Oh, man. And it's really bad. Because Epic Games does not have customer service. They have an email, and I sent them an email saying, like, here's all the shit that happened, here's the receipt, here's the order numbers, I did not make this purchase. And then I looked up what other people said. They're like, yeah, someone hacked my account like 4 months ago, and I haven't gotten an email back from them.
Geez.
And I'm like, oh no. So I called my bank, and they're trying to get the money back. In quotations, probably.
Yeah, it's like, definitely in quotations.
Like, in quotations, like, yeah, we filled this thing out. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Cancel my account. Give me a new one. So we did that. And I've just been doing fucking damage control all week. I've been literally changing my passwords for everything, putting two-factor authentication on everything I possibly can. I was even, like, too afraid to put my card on, like, EA last night because I was going to buy a way out. I'm like, I'm not doing it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
So I did it through PayPal, and then I put two-factor authentication on PayPal. I'm like, okay. Shitty.
I'd say Pat's proud of you, but he's not going to listen to this either.
Yeah, no, he's not going to listen to this either.
Definitely not. I'm proud of you, though.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
I do like cybersecurity quite a bit. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
So that's what my week's been. I gained a lot of Fortnite single-player purchases.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now you have to deal with, like, your bank being shitty about fraud on your account, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yep. It's not the first time it's happened with that bank, though. People have stolen things before. So, yeah, I got a new card. It was very quick. Maybe, I don't know if it's my bank. They helped me the first time. They got my money back the first time.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see if they do it this time. They said, like, in 10 business days, and that happened last Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's
been, like, three.
Yeah, like, my hope is, like, very little, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your bad experience?
Absolutely not. I don't even know if I should say this much, but, like, might be used in a court case. Not like a criminal one. It's my parents' divorce one.
Okay.
But a lot of shit happened on Sunday, and I also forgot how to breathe.
That's no good.
Yeah. Nice.
It's like gym class all over again. Yeah. Don't forget to breathe, and you're like, who the fuck gets to breathe? And then it happens to you, and you're like, yep, that's a thing.
Yeah. I also had to, like, vomit at the same time, so that was not fun.
That sounds awful.
And I broke out in hives because I was stressed.
I saw that on Twitter, and I was like, what on earth kind of stressful situation did you go through? But if that's just a tiny bit of it, that explains a lot.
No, yeah, I can tell you off of the podcast because I trust you guys, but I'm not going to put it on record.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Please only speak about things you're comfortable about speaking with.
No, yeah, I'm fine talking about it because my dad's a bastard, but...
We Game of Thrones now. He's a bastard.
Piece of shit. But yeah, I don't want to give specifics on this podcast.
That is fair.
Yep. That's also why I don't want to host. I'm like nowhere near 100% emotionally or brain-wise to do much of anything.
I don't think any of us are, but I think like that's the most severe case right now. So you're good. I thought you were like physically sick, and then you said you were coming at 3. I'm like,
No, I'm not physically sick.
I've just been, like, stressed out because my parents really want me to get a job. And they've bugged me 4 times within 3 days asking me what I want to do with my life. And I'm like, I want to graduate.
Yeah.
Can I do that first?
Yeah, they should have
just lay off until you've graduated.
They're like, you need to have things lined up. You need to have a plan. I'm like, my plan is to graduate. And then I'll figure everything else out.
Yeah. No further questions.
And they're like, are you going to go to the Career Development Center? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go this week. And then I remembered I had work from 1:30 to 4. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're closed by the time I get out of class.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow's project. Hopefully this week will be better and we can all have a better experience.
I want my money back. Actually, no, I don't want my money back. I want to find this child because it wasn't an adult.
You
want
to find Sergey?
An adult would have been way better at this. The adult would have taken my account and probably my house. I want to find him and just like ask him why.
he really wanted to play the story mode.
What were you to gain? You got my account for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he played for 10 minutes. He got bored and
here's the fun thing. He didn't open the loot boxes.
What?
He didn't open them.
He left you a present with your own money.
He's like, you deserve this.
No, it's like, I mean, you could have dissociated and like done this.
Oh, it was me. I just really wanted the Fortnite single player mode.
Yeah, you could have dissociated and bought all this Fortnite shit.
That's like really creepy to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a carbon monoxide monitor in your house?
Nope.
Maybe you should get one. Okay.
I'm really scared I'm going to do something really stupid purchase-wise one time when I'm drunk, because I was playing Okami on Saturday, and I don't remember what I did.
One good thing did happen to me this week.
Did you get drunk?
No.
Okay.
I bought a holographic fanny pack.
I saw that. It looks fantastic.
Fucking I'm nice. So goddamn excited.
Is it clear?
No.
Okay.
It's like silvery holographic.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like clear in addition to being iridescent.
No. I specifically made sure that people could not see the contents of said bag, and I will wear it around PAX East.
Fantastic.
Nice.
I'm going to put snacks in it.
Man, I'm getting so many snacks for these next conventions. I'm not going hungry this year.
No. I don't want to eat convention food more than like 3 times.
Yeah, I kind of want to keep convention food to the minimum.
Yeah.
I can
it's expensive. It's not good, and it's not good for you.
It's I don't care
if you get that
0
salad.
Out of 3.
I don't care if you get that salad from the vendors at PAX East. It's still bad for you.
Yeah, it's all of it. Like, I definitely want to keep that to the minimum, but I don't know how reasonable that is.
Right. I might just be living off of, like, granola bars for a week and a half.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Like, I don't remember if it was Anime Boston or at PAX, but I just remember that day where I didn't really have breakfast, and then we didn't get dinner until super late, and I was, like, dying.
It was, like, 2 in the morning late? Because it was 2 in the morning late, that was PAX.
No, I don't think it was I think it was one of the nights at PAX when it was also freezing cold.
Yeah, it was snowing, and your mom had to drive us across the street to the hotel. Yeah.
I needed my luggage.
Oh, okay, this is another off-podcast thing, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I shouldn't tell people where we're rooming for PAX. Not a good... Just not good. Not great.
Not good.
I did get a nice duffel bag, and it has a shoe pocket.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Also, don't put chocolate in your fanny pack. That just, I don't know why. I just made that connection.
I don't bring chocolate as, like, a snack, usually.
Okay, cool. No, I mean, like, on, like, a bar or anything, like a candy bar or something like that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't know why I just made that, but, like, no, I pictured it in my head.
I don't like the chocolate-bottomed ones.
Okay, cool. Like, I just pictured that in my head. I'm like, wait, that's going to be brown.
That's a
it's going to be a brown fanny pack.
That's a backpack snack.
Cool.
Wait, so do you wear fanny packs actually on your back?
No, I wear it, like, at my hip. Okay. On the side, yeah.
Because, like, I know they're fanny packs, and I know the fanny's, like, your butt. I don't think I've ever seen anybody wear one of those.
I have, but it's not at all practical.
It doesn't
and this
seem
is,
it.
And this is more a statement.
Okay.
So.
Because, okay. Like, I very...
It's fucking holographic. Like, it can't not be a statement.
I clearly remember having a fanny pack with me when I was at Disney the first time. I don't know what on earth I had in there. I was, like, six. I didn't have my own money, but yeah. I had a fanny pack.
I also remember going to, like, theme parks with my parents, and I had, like, my own little fanny pack.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I remember the whole theme park get up. My aunt would have the fanny pack. My grandmother had the bottles of water with the fan on them, like, around her neck.
Oh, my God. Speaking of bottles of water with the fan on them, this finger has a little scar on it. It's in the shape of a crescent. And it's because I had gotten one of those. I think my mom bought it for me, and I was so eager to open it that I took a kitchen knife and I was holding it at the bottom, and I just, like, sawed down and cut the skin off my knuckle.
Fucking nice.
I was really confused as to how you cut yourself with, like, a plastic fan blade.
It's not even plastic, they're like foam.
Yeah,
but that makes a lot of
sense. I was not a smart child. Well, I was a smart child. I was not very wise.
It's okay. I punctured my grandmother's computer screen with a pair of scissors because I opened a package at the computer and it went right in.
Fucking nice.
So there was just a little hole.
Nice.
It wasn't like the DS cracked screens bad. It was just a little hole.
Okay.
It could have been much worse. But man, I remember I tried to hide that from my dad because it was our monitor at first and that became my grandmother's. And I don't know what I did. I don't know why I thought I could hide that. It's a literal hole in the screen. Man, I've done a lot of dumb things. And they've been very consistent throughout my life.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I have too.
Things haven't gotten better. They've just gotten sharper.
Okay. Okay, yes. Oh, no. I think the only thing that differs between me now and me as a, like, a baby was people don't put baby locks on things for adults.
Nope.
I need that baby lock on my credit card.
Me too. So Sergey can't get in. Oh, also, the receipts were in Russian. That's an important factor. The receipts were in Russian. Yeah, I got them. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, boy.
So either he was playing on the Russian servers. I punched the mic instead of the air. So either he was playing on Russian servers or was from Russia.
So playing on Russian servers.
Yeah.
In Russia.
In Russia.
Double Russian.
Fucking jerk.
Yeah, what the... Why would you not open the loot boxes?
Why would you not use the content? He didn't even play it.
Why would you not change the password?
He just...
This maybe is like it was that, like, a person who did our survey. It was like one outlier. Full disclosure, we love you. Yeah. We think you're great. But it's just one outlier of data, and it's very cool.
Did we attract him because of that time that I said that BuzzFeed has bad taste in men because they didn't pick the Venezuelan man?
Maybe.
Nice.
Shout out to our one Venezuelan listener.
Really? We have a Venezuelan listener?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, did you not? Did you not read the feedback that Kennedy gave us from the survey? Sometimes I had her run all the stats.
I actually did read that.
She gave us very insightful statistics.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that fucking Discord server active again. If it's the last thing I do before my stress kills me.
Also, she's probably going to be on the podcast.
Oh, next yeah. Yeah. Because she, yeah, next
She'll
week,
be here.
She will be here.
Kennedy will be back.
Yeah. That's tragic.
The Kennedy's coming back?
No, no. I opened up my Facebook Messenger and the group chat was open. The K-pop star Somin Woo has died at age 33.
I don't know who that is, but that's sad.
Yeah.
I don't either, but I know that Ash follows K-pop. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if they saw it or not. So I shared it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have, like, that one outlier, and then the rest of everybody else is, like, an 18 to 20-year-old guy. Or, like, 16.
Yeah, Kennedy something. Said in her highly scientific TM survey results CR, who the fuck is this middle-aged Venezuelan man? We love you. Keep on keeping on. Keep on living your truth.
Keep on being middle-aged and Venezuelan.
Get a zaddy mug for your cousin Helena.
I hate that word.
It's bad.
It's so bad.
Giveaways are popular. Let's keep doing those. Sure.
Sure.
Maybe when we get money.
That too. I do want to say they're going to be more community-based if we start them up. When we start them up again.
Okay. Well, hey, the game I always want to give away is it's $10 when it's on sale, which is very frequent.
What game was it?
Or in the Blind Forest.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's a great game. Y'all should go play it. Very pretty.
I panicked because I had Discord notifications fire off for giveaways that we were doing.
Yeah.
And I didn't delete the notification on, like, my Google Calendar for the Far Cry 5 one.
Oh, nice.
First of all, we did dodge a little bit of a bullet because Far Cry 5 is, like, mediocre at best.
Mm-hmm. But it's got a dog.
Yeah, it's got a dog that you can pet his tummy and he gets healed. That's the best part of the game, though.
That's the cutest thing ever.
But I, like, went in a couple hours later and deleted it. The Gleam link didn't work, so it's not like anyone entered it.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, because I actually deleted the thing.
That would be, like, super sad.
Let me double check and make
somebody
sure.
Somebody entered.
I know! And then we just deleted it. Let me make sure I deleted all of them. No, log. Oh my god. Log in.
Other than that, I didn't really do much.
You listened to the Wendy's mixtape?
I did listen to the Wendy's mixtape. And it was, like, bad.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's better.
Oh, starts in 96 days. I'm going to delete them.
It's better than a fast food mixtape has any right to be, but it is not good. That does not mean it is good. It is better than
we
it
should keep
be.
Our Game of the Year giveaway. That one was popular. Yeah. Okay, that's the next one we have.
It's better than it should be. That not good though.
Okay, so question. Yeah. Is Wendy's mixtape better than Burger King's Sneak King game?
Absolutely
no,
not.
No, okay. Not even close.
Sneak King is the greatest game of our generation.
And it's called like We Beefin' or something, and that's like kind of lame. That's I'll be honest.
I think I blocked Wendy's on Twitter like months ago.
Wait, why'd you block them? Were they harassing you?
They're fucking annoying.
Oh, okay.
I block anyone who's mildly annoying.
Do you block me?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not block
Wait,
you.
Am I annoying?
Because I find myself annoying.
No, you're not annoying.
That's nice.
I will like mute people from time to time if I just like am in a bad mood.
That's fair.
But I'll always unmute them a couple hours later. So.
Okay. I respect that. Because, like, man, I look back at my old posts from old Facebook years, and I'm like, I'm a mess.
I was thinking about that, and I was like, oh, no, child, you were the emoest fucker.
I was just cringy.
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
I fell into the lol so random category, and I'm like, I hate this.
I did, too.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was just really, really bad.
Yeah, I look at my tweets, like, the day after I make them, I was like, who let this dumbass online?
I was scrolling looking for, like, an old tweet, and I found some of my drunk tweets from when I watched Howl's Moving Castle, and they're actually incoherent. I can't even figure out what they're supposed to say. Roughly. Which usually roughly? I can.
Oh, this is my old...
Man. They're bad.
Display name on this moment.
Fucking, speaking of display names, I just want to, like, personally attack PSN for not allowing me to be able to change my screen name.
Yes, I also would like to personally attack PSN for not allowing me to change my friggin' screen name.
I want
to
attack them for sucking. Be better.
Yeah, it's 2018.
You have a paid service that sucks.
Yeah.
Be better.
Oh, shit, I gotta cancel that. I don't want to pay for it anymore.
Are you done with Monster Hunter?
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably buy another year, like, when I'm not about to spend, like, $400 in one weekend, so.
That's fair. Are you planning on buying more artisanal dice?
No!
Damn it, I have to stop playing with the mic.
Just hold it.
I hate these fucking captures!
But then I'm more likely to just mess with it. I just have to...
Firmly grasp it in your hands.
I just have to not touch it.
Did you find all the street signs?
Yeah, I found all the fucking street signs. I hate CAPTCHA.
It's so annoying. So much. It comes up on my Yahoo all the time, and I hate it because I'm not logged into my Yahoo permanently on anything. Mm-hmm. But that's my junk email and what I use everything to go to if I have to sign up for something. So whenever they're like, oh, use like our referral code to make sure this is you, I have to go to my Yahoo, and it's always like, pick all the porches. And I'm like,
ugh, I hate those ones specifically. I like the one where it's just, oh, check off a box, and like it detects if you're not a robot. Those
exactly.
are great.
That's fine.
I didn't even touch it that time.
It's on your laptop.
Maybe that was it.
Maybe it'll help. Who knows? The Yahoo one is really annoying because it makes you do the checkoff box, but it also makes you do, like, find all the porches, find all the street signs. Like, just believe me that I'm not a robot, please. I'm too tired to figure out what's a porch and what's not a porch. Well, sounds like we've had a riveting time this week.
I don't know how to cancel PS Plus on the website. Bad. And I kind of want to keep it also because I have a digital copy of Bloodborne now.
You could also like buy one of those for like probably like $20. Call it a day.
Yeah, that's true. Friggin'.
I don't know where you cancel it.
Yeah. I don't know how either.
You guys ready for a weekly segment?
Oh yeah. Hit me with it.
Cool.
Is this one of the new ones I put on there, or is this one we've done before?
We're gonna do the 5 links to Lost.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's gonna be very easy because it's just you two.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's usually just two people, right?
Yeah, it's two people.
But there were two people judging too.
Oh, last okay. Oh yeah, okay. We had one person judging last week.
Okay.
So.
Where are we starting?
The last Naruto the movie.
Yeah, when Wikipedia took me to this random page, because I did choose it, I thought we would have a fourth person, so I would, like, be the one judging, but,
How much time do you guys have? I'll just set up the timer.
30 seconds per round.
30 seconds per round. Cool. Are you ready?
Is loading. I'm going to do mine on my computer, if that's okay.
I was like, why are you doing it on your phone when you have a computer in front of you?
Lots of names. For first glance, lots of names.
Nice.
Stop falling.
Told you, firmly grasp it.
The last Naruto right the movie. All right, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds starting now.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah. I see a couple that I could probably use.
Damn it, they're all characters.
Okay, I think I've got mine, but I'm gonna keep looking around.
And time.
Okay.
I don't like the one I picked.
Well, you have to live with your decision.
I do.
Or you can spend an entire year prepping for a transfer that probably won't go through. All right. And go.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm going.
The sweet sound of stress.
I don't usually make noises when I concentrate. I think. Okay.
Okay.
Where'd it go? There it is. All right.
Anything interesting so far?
Yeah, I think I'm going back on track. I didn't like my first click, but I like my second.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm kind of just going with whatever I seem to like.
Okay. That's fair.
All right.
Go.
I think I might be at a dead end here.
I want to know the Wikipedia page that has no blue links.
I don't think there is one. Oh. What is this? Okay.
The sweet sound of discovery.
Oh, okay.
And time.
Oh, and I have to go find it. I'm not okay. Cheating.
That's fine. Quick interjection. Slight yeah. Fun fact, not really. My dad was watching Planet Earth 2 the other day.
Yeah.
And there was a section about Komodo dragons.
Yeah.
And apparently, there are snakes that live on Komodo Island, and they eat Komodo dragons.
I want to be that badass in my life. That I live on this, in this place, or in this environment, that I am not a dominant force, but I will eat the dominant force.
I was just... Those have to be very large snakes.
Yeah.
Also, what number are you guys on?
That was the fourth one.
No, this is three.
Do we not count Naruto?
No.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So we have two more.
Okay.
Two more. Thank you. I lost count.
You're welcome.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Might have beefed it.
Okay, if all else fails, just maybe you'll be brought to the Komodo Island snakes.
No, I think I beefed it.
Where's the beef?
Oh.
It's on Deanna's screen. Please don't sue me, Wendy's.
Oh, damn it.
Time.
Oh, shit. Oh, god damn it. Fuck. Okay. Where was it? Okay.
Okay.
Last one.
Yeah.
Cool. And go.
Oh, jeez.
I was in your exact shoes last week, and it's very satisfying being on the other end.
Okay. Okay. I think I managed to pull it around. Yeah.
Is this that sweet bullshit essay you pull out 8 hours before it's due?
I think so.
Big fan.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Where'd it go? I lost it. Oh no.
But that's the goal. You're supposed to get lost.
I lost the court. Yeah, okay. Cool. All right.
What you got?
Which way do you want me to go? How do I go? Like the first one?
No, we just say the last one.
Say the last one?
Yeah.
And then explain how you got there.
Foreskin.
Okay.
I got to duck typing.
What's that?
What is duck typing?
In computer programming, duck typing is an application of the duck test in type safety.
Nice.
It requires that type checking be deferred to runtime and is implemented by the means of dynamic typing or reflection.
I don't think we need the definition for foreskin.
Naruto.
Yeah, do you need the definition for foreskin?
I think we're good.
No,
yeah,
no,
there's
no,
a picture
please.
Here, too.
I think, given our statistics about our audience, They know what foreskin is.
Nice.
At the very least, yeah, our audience, Venezuelan man knows what it is.
Our audience fucks.
All right. Tell us the story of your foreskin.
So I started with Naruto, as suggested, and then I clicked on Worldview.
Okay.
And then in Worldview, I found Terror Management Theory.
Okay.
And then on the Terror Management Theory page, I found Human Sexuality. And then on Human Sexuality, I found Masturbation. And then on Masturbation, I found Foreskin.
Lovely. So I also started at Naruto. From Naruto, I clicked on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay. And from Rotten Tomatoes, I clicked on Application Programming Interface. And from Application Programming Interface, or API, I went to Name Mangling.
Is that just when you botch somebody's name?
In complier construction, name mangling, also called name decoration, is a technique used to solve various problems caused by the need to resolve unique names for programming entities in many modern programming languages.
Okay, so it's not just like when you fuck up somebody's name and you're like, oh, is it Deanna here?
Yeah.
Or Deanna?
Yeah, and then from name mangling, I got to polymorphism, a subset of computer science. And then from polymorphism, I did get to duck typing.
I feel like we should super ask Pat to listen to this. Yeah. This is all him.
Yeah.
Does Nugget listen to our podcast?
I doubt. If you're listening, hi, Nugget.
That would have been better. I could have gotten penile sheath.
The Latin word for sheath is vagina, but it's spelled vagina.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because the V is a W in Roman.
Yep.
Latin. It's Latin.
It's all good. I'm only going to gently judge you.
Yeah, that's fine.
My judging's done.
So who wins? Speaking of judging.
I think Adam's got you on this.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I didn't Thank know you. The last three of yours. Just
that's, What's yeah. hypersexuality?
It's when you really want to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that Suddenly just like nymphomania?
Is it? I thought nymphomania was something different.
Nymphomania is like the addiction to sex.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
I think we'll save the other segment for another time.
Which other segment?
The Destination to Nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because I definitely want to hear you guys try and do that, but I feel like you need a little bit more prep.
Yeah,
I should delete some history.
We could maybe do that next week if we know who's going to be on the podcast.
Sounds good.
I think that would be really fun.
I am very excited to hear us make a very, very bougie vacation to a luxury destination. Yes.
That's not a competition.
Nah, we're just going all out.
Yeah.
But we're not actually doing it. I don't think your bank would allow you to do that.
No.
Actually, they probably would.
That's true.
Speaking of banks allowing you to do things, my old bank would let me get away with pretty much anything I use my credit card for. Like, if I bought something from G2A, they wouldn't be like, huh, Hong Kong? Fraud. But when I tried to book a hotel last year for PAX, it declined my card 3 times and I had to call them.
Nice.
So they were like, oh, hold on a minute.
Is Dave coming in tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because I was going to give him my PAX money.
Oh. No, I think he's coming in next week.
But I know usually, like, he'll come in on sometimes, like, Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah. No, I think he's heading back to New Hampshire. Because he was down here for some interviews.
Okay.
But.
Is he going to move closer again?
Yeah.
Is he going to have a normal schedule, too?
Wow. Yeah.
Is Dave happy about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is he doing? Do you want to say like after the podcast? But I'm curious.
Yeah, I'll say after the podcast.
I'm curious. I don't know what Dave's doing.
Is but he's being like a full adult. I'm so proud of him.
Oh, so man. He's not going to copy it in Plan B boxes?
Maybe he is. Maybe he works for Plan B now.
Hey, that's cool. But yeah, he's going to have normal hours.
Oh, man. That's
my God.
That must feel so good for him.
Yeah.
To actually be able to, like, be awake in human hours.
Yeah.
Go to bed when it's dark, wake up when it's light. not have breakfast at 5 in the afternoon.
I mean, he's got, like, room darkening shades on all of his windows in his apartment.
He might not need them anymore.
You can get him curtains.
He has curtains, too.
Okay. Man, that's, like, I think my brother has a similar schedule to Dave.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, I'd hate that.
I had that schedule, like, for a brief period of time in the summer, and I hated it. It was the worst.
Like, I have such a hard time falling asleep with light. I don't want that light to be the sun.
Yeah.
That's just, like, so hard. We have another segment on here, but I don't know how to do it. It's like the I would have left thing, but was that a Tiffany segment?
Yeah. Does anyone have a story that, like, went on for way too fucking long before they exited the situation? I thought Tiffany was going to be on the podcast and she would have had a good one.
Oh, okay, cool.
I feel like I need more time to think about that.
Yeah. That's another plan ahead segment. Yeah.
I have a really good track record of when people, like, want to leave a situation and then somebody starts talking and I want to leave, I just leave.
Okay.
I've done that several times, except at family parties because I can't drive.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, man, if we're, like, going out somewhere and then somebody who's just, like, randomly starts talking, I'm just like, I'm just going to keep walking away until people get the message that I just want to leave.
I could actually do this with, like, a family gathering if you want me to. Tell me when you would have left this situation.
Okay.
Or just plain stay at home. All right, so... this has happened, like, a couple of years on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I'm about to throw a lot of shade at my family.
That's okay.
Well, my mom and my two sisters and I cook, like, a whole bunch of food for Thanksgiving. And we, like, package it up, plate it all nicely, and we bring it to my grandparents' house. Like, literally 14 dishes plus a turkey.
Mom's parents or dad's parents?
Dad's parents.
Okay.
So we get there, we put all the food out, and the rest of the cousins, like, family parts, start showing up, and they bring, like, a dish, a piece. Okay, so a couple hours pass, and we finally sit down to eat the food, because everyone's ready at that point. We eat. Eating takes, like, half an hour, maybe. Then... everyone just sits in the living room, doesn't talk to each other.
Cool.
How many people? Like, roughly?
Like, 15-ish.
And nobody has anything to say to anybody?
Not really.
Not a single thing?
Not, like, total silence, but, like, there is no sustained conversation.
Wow. That's impressive.
No, it's not. It's fucking sad.
But, like, it's impressively sad.
Yeah, so, like, 2 hours after dinner, my grandparents are falling asleep. We're still... it is at this point like 7:30 at night. You get those leftovers. Everyone eats till about 8. Then you actually start dividing up the leftovers to see who's gonna get what. We ended up staying for another like couple hours. This was the first time we did this. The second time we did this, we took two cars. We left after the first dinner. Me and my sisters and my mom. So when would you guys have left this situation?
I would have stayed home. I haven't gone to, like, a family thing in, like, probably a few years. Because, like...
yeah, Lord knows I wanted to stay home because I know it's going to turn out that way every single time.
After, like... I could do, like, 30 minutes of uncomfortable silence. I'd, like, try and spark any sort of conversation. I'd probably say something really weird that's just going to elicit a response.
Yeah.
Hope it sticks. And then if that doesn't work, I'd just be like, oh, you guys are fucking lame. Bye.
I don't think I would try to initiate conversation.
Yeah.
I'd attempt. But it depends on who's there.
Okay.
Because if, like, if it's all my cousins.
Like, yeah. I'm talking with my cousins, but none of the and we're, like, doing stuff on our own.
Yeah.
But none of, like, everyone else is talking to each other.
See, like, that's hard to imagine for me because everybody in my family talks.
Okay.
It's, like, a problem. Usually we don't leave parties because nobody will shut up.
No, yeah, that's very akin to, like, what happens on my mom's side of the family. It's just, like, we'll get, like, lost catching up or whatever, and we'll leave at, like, 9:30, and it's like, oh, well, that was fun.
Yeah, generally, it's like the old people screaming because they're going deaf very loud. So they tend to carry the conversations.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, generally it's like a lot of talking.
Okay.
Like the last big family event that I can remember was during the summer. And I was ready to leave because I was cold and I didn't feel well and nobody would stop talking. And my youngest cousin pitched a fit because my mom wouldn't let her cut strawberries with a steak knife. And then,
okay,
like, yeah, screaming.
Literally how you cut your fingers open.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And she thought that was unfair. That's so totally she screamed unfair. For half an hour. She
pitched a fit. That's yep. such a good phrase.
It's like pitching a tent, but it's a fit.
But it's way more
both monosyllabic words. But what else happened?
I'm so glad I don't have like super young cousins. Like my youngest cousin is like 15.
That's so nice. My youngest cousin is fucking, I think she's 11.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking okay. about this because she was born when I was 13. And I'm like, if, because people joked around about like weddings and things like, oh, you have to invite all your cousins. I'm like, if my cousin was going to come to our wedding and she was 21, I'd be in my 40s. And I don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be, I'm going to be 26 and she's going to be 13. And that's just so gross.
Yeah.
Like, that age gap where, like, age doesn't matter anymore, where you can just have an adult conversation, just isn't going to happen until I'm in my 30s. And yeah. that's weird to think about. I don't want to be 30.
What a mood.
I want to graduate.
I don't want to, like, be older, but I already want to be, like, settled down with a nice house, a nice job, nice car. Like, decent, quote-unquote, nuclear family.
I want to get over my anxiety about driving so I can leave my house more often.
I feel like, because I was talking about this with Dave, the key to beating back your anxiety about driving is literally just looking yourself in the face and saying, there are other cars on the road and that's okay. And then being anxious while driving and it'll go away eventually.
There are other cars on the road.
Yeah, for the first like 3 years I was driving, I was so nervous that there were like cars coming towards the other side, like on the opposite direction on like a 2-lane road, that I'd be so far over to like the white line as opposed to like the double yellow.
My friend did the same thing. He'd drive on the fucking speed bumps on the highway.
Yeah.
And it would be so annoying because it makes such an obnoxious noise.
Yeah.
And he would just drive on them because he was too afraid to be in the lane. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now I don't fucking too. Care.
Yeah.
There's just so many hazards.
There are so
near
many
my house.
Fucking factors. I was telling this to my mom the other day, and I'm so fucking tired of driving with everybody else on the road in mind because no one's a good driver.
It's true.
I'm not a good driver. If you're a good driver, unless you have a stunt driver certification or you are an F1 NASCAR whatever kind of racer, you're not a good driver.
No.
Get over yourself.
No.
I just, like, I think about all the people over, like, by my house near Mass Ave. Like, there's so many people who are just high out of their mind who just wander into the road.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I'm gonna kill somebody, and I don't know if they'll even feel it. And that's horrifying.
Yeah.
Man. Just, like, just don't drive. Just sit in your room with a blanket and just think.
We need national train infrastructure now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right fucking now.
Right fucking now.
Let's build it.
Okay. Who has a small loan of $1 billion? It's more.
I'm not
it's closer
trust
to
fund,
50,
baby.
Actually.
I'll ask my bank. Let's see if they get my Fortnite money back.
It's simple. We just need to hack everybody else's Fortnite accounts.
And buy loot boxes.
There we go. And not open them.
Not open them. Yeah.
Or change the password.
And then when they get the money back, we'll say, hey, we're privatizing the trains.
Can we keep this money?
Just quick question about Fortnite. Can you even transfer your items that you buy?
No.
You can't?
No. He's like, when I say he bought items on my account, and then didn't use them, and then got locked out of them. That's literally the whole process. It's like he like did it to see if he could. It's like, oh, fuck, and then he just left.
That's probably exactly what happened, because he is, like, 14,
yeah,
I bet.
He probably just wanted to see if he could do it, and he did it.
Oh, my God.
And then he just left.
I want to hear about Pat's first hack.
Oh, shit.
That sounds like a good podcast story. We can call him on Messenger.
Right now. It's 8:30. Pat's done with dinner by now. Man, Pat told me he eats dinner at 6 o'clock, and, like, I understand that because that's when he's done working.
Oh,
like,
I have no internet
everybody's
connection.
Everybody's done working, but I'm like, that's when old people eat dinner.
I'll call him.
All right. Because, like, when did Pat even get into hacking?
Hey, are you free?
No, just call him.
Yeah, right. just call him. Just call
Wait.
Him.
That might spook him a little bit, though.
That's fine.
I just called him. Pat is waving at me. Oh, okay, call him.
All right, cool.
Scared the shit out of me. He didn't expect a call.
Call him. Put him on speaker. Do it.
Oh, you're telling me to call
No,
him?
Yeah, I have like, no service. Oh, I have no internet service. Okay. I used more than 5 gigabytes of data this month, so my speed is slowed.
Oh, no.
For some reason, I thought you had him on your phone ready to go.
No.
No answer.
Come on. Play nice, Pat.
Does that mean he's in the bathroom?
Oh, I'm sorry. He doesn't take his phone. He doesn't take his phone, so we wouldn't be able to
decline
it.
That means he's... Hey, Pat. Are you free? In this current moment.
What if he's playing Fortnite? Wait, check Nugget's stream.
I was about to ask if Nugget's streaming, but Nugget's always streaming, it seems. Yeah.
Maybe. Why?
Pat, we need you.
No, Nugget's not streaming right now.
Yes.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Pat.
So, hey, Pat. So we're on the podcast right now. We have a question for you. We were discussing about how my Fortnite account got hacked, and we had a question for you.
Okay.
What was your first hack?
Myself messing around with it.
No,
you
no,
hacked
no, like,
yourself?
Wait, you hacked yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was your first, like, big gig?
I just don't have one.
So you've never hacked another individual besides yourself?
Correct.
Okay, that's a little more lame than I thought.
he's a neutral good hacker.
So you've never stolen information from anybody, ever?
Correct.
You've never hacked somebody's Fortnite account?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you guys can go home. He's fine. He's fine. Okay, never mind.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Thank you for answering our call.
Have a great night, Pat.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Pat.
That was great.
Riveting information.
Yeah.
Hey, we got another segment for the podcast. We are adding length. I thought this was going to be super short.
I thought it was too. I do like the segment where we just call people who aren't on the podcast on Messenger.
And ask them a question.
I
feel like we can't do that with Greg.
Yeah, we can.
Greg, he might be at work.
He doesn't work at 8:30,
yeah, if we,
right?
If we ask for it. Well,
yeah.
If we ask first.
Yeah. Usually those morning shifts. So. Yeah. Most of the time we should be in the clear.
Okay. I'd hate to call somebody like at work.
I feel like Greg wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
He talks about
true.
How he always has headphones in anyway at work.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, maybe just one happens to have a microphone on it and he's talking while working.
I can't wait for Greg to talk to us through Facebook caller and also through the drive-thru of Dunkin' Donuts. Should we move on to questions?
Yeah, we can.
Questions.
These were all your questions because you gave them to us on Discord. Also, discord.lifecast.zone for questions.
Yeah, that's it.
That silence was like just uncomfortable enough.
So I asked all these questions on Discord. Hello, my name is Sydney Smith. You can find me at Foxglove on Twitter. I think there's two X's in my name, though, because somebody took the one with one X. Okay. First question. What's your favorite type Chibata. Of bread? I didn't finish asking the question.
I really like scallie bread.
Okay. That's like...
That's like the fat, like short fat one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for fucking sandwiches.
Pita bread.
Pita bread, top tier. Pita bread has to be fresh, though. Yeah, if it's dried up sure. pita
oh,
bread...
Oh, man.
Dry bread is just bad.
And what's the cheese one?
Focaccia.
Focaccia? Is that the one with like the cheese on like
Asiago.
Well, that's just a
that's
type
just
of
cheese.
Cheese.
This is a cheese.
Well,
that's
not
a
it's
you can get Asiago focaccia. You can get Asiago bagels.
Okay, yeah. I guess yeah.
Cheese topped bread.
Cheese topped bread.
Nice. So garlic bread.
No.
I don't think garlic bread.
I like garlic bread, but that's not that's cheating.
That's true.
I guess not just like bread.
That's a special bread.
Yeah.
I haven't had cloud bread, but I want to try it.
I don't know what that is.
It's carb-free bread.
Huh.
How do you have carb-free bread?
It's literally entirely
almond flour.
Huh.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I love ciabatta. I love focaccia. And I really love sourdough.
Mm. Yeah, sourdough's good too.
Sourdough's like top tier.
Sourdough's such a good time.
Yeah.
And
especially
I was
with a
like,
nice soup.
I was like super turned off by sourdough just because of the name, because I'm like, sourdough, that doesn't sound good. And then I was like, sourdough, this is fantastic.
That's a good like all around bread.
Yeah.
You can have it on your sandwiches, you can have it with soups, you can have it for breakfast.
You can dip your sandwich, which is sourdough, in your soup.
Oh my god. Yes.
I'm a strong advocate for soup dipping.
Love soup dipping.
It's so good. It just makes it all warm and drippy, and it's a good time.
Yeah, I guess all of them.
I think we covered... I like pumpernickel. I do like a good love... I do love a good warm pumpernickel with butter on it.
That's also a very good time. I also like just whole grain bread or like the seed bread. I don't know if it has a name. I just really like referring to good bread as seedy, because seedy means bad.
Yeah. That bread seedy.
But it's a good time. Yeah. All right, next question. What's a hobby you always wanted to take up but never have or had the time to do?
So I built one of those mechs a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun, but I think they're ugly, all of them. Like, I think they're hideous.
Hot fucking take.
But I had a really good time building it. Like, so I would just, like, buy kits and then, like, give them to... Build them and then, like, give them to people.
Oh, okay.
Like, because...
That's pretty cool.
I have fun building them. Or I would, like, oh, man, I have, like, 30 kits. I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll build them for you. But, like, I just do not want to display them. I think they look cheap and gross, even though they're very expensive.
Okay. Similarly, but, yeah. I would like to get into like figurine painting. Mm-hmm. Like I'd love to paint my own like D&D figurines
based on
like each of my characters that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking writing.
Yes, I would like to write a hell of a lot more, but not.
Yeah.
Not fiction writing.
I would love to like get back into fiction writing because I was super into it when I was in high school. I would also like to dedicate more time and like actual effort to weightlifting, but the dieting is fucking insane.
I would like to cook. I want to learn how to cook a little better. I just got eggs down.
Gotta start small.
Yeah.
I want to be more enthusiastic about things I'm already into, like, as a baseline.
Yeah.
That's, like, the realest feeling ever.
Yeah. I feel like it's called...
Motivation?
Depression?
I just like food. I want to explore the food world a lot.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Oh, I would like to get into mixology. Like, actual, like, constructing cocktails and stuff.
Oh, you mean not dumping juice and vodka into a cup and being like, this is good?
Nope. We don't need to talk about it. We don't know how to talk about how many different flavors of vodka I put into Gatorade to make it taste like laundry sauce.
I think my next goal would be a burger. Not like a fucking, oh, here's my ground beef and I'm a... cut a patty and I'm gonna put it on the thing and I'm gonna make it like I want to make like a good burger.
Do you want to make an artisanal burger?
Not artisanal. I just want to make
it
taste really fucking
good. Do you want to get,
really
like, the pre-made
patty? Yeah, no, not the pre-made patties. Okay. I just want to get, like, meat. Like, you have various kinds and kind of, like, grind it. Like, various kinds of, like beef and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, grind it and make, like, a really good burger. I feel like that might be my next step.
That could be fun.
And see, like, what cheeses are really good.
You could put the cheese inside the burger.
Yeah, I could do stuff like that.
That's some next level
shit. I want, like a not a basic thing. I want to make, like, a high-quality burger.
Get eggs down first.
I have them down.
Like real
all
good?
All variants of eggs.
I can't do scrambled eggs.
Can
no,
you do poached
I can't
eggs?
Do...
I'm like,
I,
you can't do scrambled?
No, I can't. I messed up an omelet.
Everyone messes up omelets.
Yeah.
It's true.
Omelets are fucking hard.
My mom makes really good omelets, and I'm like, teach me, please.
I think the key is, like, a really low heat, and you have to be patient about it.
Yeah. My I definitely found myself
can you,
getting
can
impatient.
Can you...
Huge pan.
Yeah. Can you do poached eggs?
I have not tried that.
They're very easy.
Okay.
You can do them in the microwave.
Yeah, you can do them in the microwave. You can do them in, like, little sandwich bags. Okay. I have little silicone things that you put in boiling water and crack an egg into.
Okay.
They're easy.
Okay.
You just kind of wait for them to whiten.
Okay.
Or to firm up, like, all the way around, and you get some nice soft
yolks. Have you figured out hard-boiled eggs?
Again, I've never tried, but, you know, you just put that in
yeah,
hot water.
Yeah, you can get an egg timer.
Yeah.
You like, stick them in the water and you wait.
I mean, I've done that for, like, Easter plenty of times in my life. So, yes, I have figured out hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, fantastic. You can get a little thing that's a timer that it's red, but it'll turn, like, purple as it's in the water.
Okay.
So you can tell how soft or hard the eggs will be when you take them out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty neat. I like kitchen gadgets.
Kitchen gadgets are a good fucking time.
They really are.
I like
multi-use kitchen gadgets. Mm-hmm. I don't like the one-trick ponies unless they're, like, four poaching eggs or four hard-boiled eggs. Because those, you'll make them often enough.
Yeah.
But I don't need, like, a garlic peeler.
That's what hands are for.
They look fun, though.
They do look fun.
I've seen them on, like, some cooking shows, and they just seem, like, fun to use.
Yeah. Garlic I like the garlic, like, masher.
Oh, yeah.
Where you, like, press it through.
Yeah, no, that's...
The garlic press?
That's
a good time.
That's what I was referring to.
Oh, yeah.
They look fun.
I would also like to get really into, like, making artisanal coffee at home.
Ooh, okay.
Not, like, growing it, but, like, getting the beans and grinding it. And,
yeah.
Like, using the pour-over, like, gooseneck kettle to brew it.
Yes. I'm trying to think, like, what hobbies I'd really get into. Because, like, you said a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. I missed out on so many things with my dad.
Me too.
I didn't mean it that way. My brother and my dad used to do model cars all the time. And mm-hmm. I was slightly too young to do them because, like, I could only do the snap ones. I didn't do the ones with the glue. And right when I bought one when we were in New Hampshire one year. I bought, like, an actual model car that you had to paint and that you had to glue. And that was when my dad got really depressed at work.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
And I still have that model car under my bed. It's not made.
No.
It still has all the pieces.
Oh, that sucks.
Hey, you know, maybe you can do a nice Sunday.
Man, it's so sad. I'd like to get more into cooking, too, just because, like, I like it, but I need a reason to do it. And I'm also awful at cooking food for myself. Like, I want to make food for a bunch of people, but, like, nobody wants to eat my food for some reason. So it gets bad.
Yeah. Your cooking is good.
It's like, I'm not going to kill you. But, like, I can't make food for myself, but I want to. But I'm really bad at portion control.
My thing is, I can, like, follow the recipe. Oh, my God. I can follow the recipe and split it up. And everything, and, like, portion it for myself for, like, the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you add another person, I'm like, ugh. I have to make this for 8 people now.
See, I'm fine with that. Especially since, like, I do things that are easier, even if it's, like, the lazier option.
Okay.
Like, man, I can't pan fry a chicken to save my life. It's not because it's hard, it's because I'm impatient. If it's in the oven, I can't touch it. I can't preemptively flip it. I can't fuck it up. It cooks.
I hate pan frying chicken because I hate, like, I need a riot shield to get in and, like, combat the oil.
Man, I've been stung by the oil so many times. I just don't care.
You're fearless, and I respect you.
You're talking to somebody who chopped off part of their finger with a knife.
I also almost chopped off part of my finger with a knife.
I have not.
But I was younger.
Join the club! It'll be
Don't
fine.
Do it on purpose.
Okay.
Only by accident.
Okay.
But what if it's a staged accident?
What the fuck?
I don't need a cook. I don't want to cook anymore.
You don't need a knife to cook eggs.
Fair point.
Speaking of, like, hand injuries.
That's true.
Maybe
to cut the tomato.
Nah, I want to nail just, like,
the burger itself. Okay.
Patty and cheese.
Okay.
That's what I'm giving myself.
Okay. My sister was, like, is a carpenter for her college's theater department.
Yep.
Not theater troupe, because they're not, like, out of college, but theater department. And she was building one of the stages for a recent show, and she just, like, shot a nail through her finger.
Ah.
Oh, no.
She didn't feel it. She was just like, oh, okay. She, like, took it out and put a Band-Aid on it.
That's something my grandpa would do.
Yeah.
That's, like, 100% something my grandfather would do.
She also, I think this was on her other hand, but she, like, got it cut open somehow.
Yeah.
And she had to go to the urgent care to get it, like, stitched up.
Yeah.
And she was joking with the nurse about, like, taking some of the fat out. Like, leaving it out. Like, instead of, like, stitching it back in. Mm-hmm. My sister's a badass.
Jesus Christ, what the hell?
My grandfather cut his finger at a factory job that he did a very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Cut his finger clean off. And he went to the doctors.
Okay.
And they told him to go home. And he went back to work.
Did he cut another one off?
No.
Okay.
He did not do that. However, I did watch a quick, like, 60-second video this week about a butcher who has a small child cut off his arm in butcher material and then became a butcher.
Did he sell?
What?
The arm?
I don't think so.
For
a butcher,
what?
He's a butcher.
Purpose.
For meat. He's a butcher.
I don't think they sold his small boy arm as meat.
Maybe they did. Maybe they pass it off with something else.
That's horrifying.
My coworker went to the hospital for low blood pressure after a nosebleed and then came into work the next day, even though she had a doctor's note telling her to stay home. She also leaves her pregnancy tests in the work bathroom.
Oh, she's that person.
Yes. She's that person.
Is she trying to get pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
She has a husband and two children. I don't understand why you wouldn't do it at home.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just do that at home?
Yeah, I know we work, like, next to a CVS, but, like, is it necessary?
They also tell you to take those, like, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
When you're at your house.
Yeah.
Not at work.
It says home pregnancy test on the box.
It does not say work.
It does not say work pregnancy test.
Do they have one specifically for work?
Call me when they do.
That's Plan W.
Because that's when I am working from home.
Okay.
Don't Plan W.
Plan W. They a lot of plans messed up, and we're almost at our last option.
Oh, boy.
Before throwing yourself down the stairs. That's Plan Z.
So is Plan V drinking too much vodka?
Yes.
Plan V for vodka.
Oh, God. Man. What an interesting road we got to. We still have two more questions.
Ooh. We're at an hour and 3 minutes, so use your discretion.
All right, this one is very fast.
Okay.
Would you spend $100 on a single pasta dish in a restaurant?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I want to experience food. Oh, we actually just talked about this. I want to experience food at its best and its worst.
Is that why you went to Fuck Hand McMike's in Shadowrun?
Yeah, that's the worst. I have to do best now.
I don't think I would unless it came with, like, an entire salmon steak. Like, just cut up the entire fish and put it on the plate with it. So, at that point, it would be a salmon dish. So, no, I would not spend $100 on only pasta in a restaurant.
It's like something you do once. I'd do it, like, one time.
I'd do it if I didn't have to worry about, like, saving money and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't like, you have $100 right now.
Yeah, like if money is not an issue, yeah.
No, yeah.
I'll do it.
If money wasn't an issue, I'd be eating so many more expensive meals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I would spend $100 on pasta.
Nice.
It's got to be fucking good pasta, though.
It has to be, right?
I can show you the BuzzFeed video that this question was inspired by.
Did they really toss it in the cheese wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like some really good pasta.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd, yeah. Now I'm remembering that video.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you a story about the Worth It videos and also the Try Guys on BuzzFeed. I had a job interview at 9 a.m. Back in September.
Yep.
I did not sleep.
Oh, no.
Before that job interview.
That was
at
not
all.
Good.
And the entire night I was watching BuzzFeed. So that's why I like didn't remember it at first. I got the job.
Well, hey.
I work there now.
That's nice. Good.
Yeah. So. But yeah, that's why I just like didn't have it in my memory for a little bit. Anyway.
A final question.
Yeah.
It's a crisis, and you can only grab five things before you leave your house. What do you grab?
What kind of crisis? Like, the world ending, or, like, is there, like, a fire in the house?
Like the house is on fire.
Oh, my God. Okay.
My dog.
Yeah, I'd grab, like, any... I'd grab, like, I think my oldest stuffed animal, whose name is Teddy. I'd grab any of Dave's sweaters that I have. I would grab, okay, so that's one, two. I would grab, like, my backpack and, by extension, like, my laptop and such.
Yeah.
So that's three. Honestly, I'd probably grab, like, my hamper so I'd have clothes.
That's a good one.
And I'd grab, like, anything I could off of my dresser.
Okay.
That's a really
what
interesting
about Eugene?
Question.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Eugene.
His cage
engulfed,
is massive.
Engulfed in flames.
His cage
Eugene
is massive.
Dies. One casualty.
I would try and grab Eugene, but his cage is like half the size of
Eugene.
You
can just like grab him, yeah.
I don't know if he'd let me.
Stick him in the ball.
Oh, I honestly don't know if he'd
really?
Let me. Yeah. Huh. He's that like picky about being picked up.
I'd scoot him into the ball. And yeah. Just hope.
Yeah.
That's at least lighter than your cage.
I'd probably try and like get him into his dust bath.
This is really interesting.
Yeah.
I think
instead of like grabbing anything off my dresser, I would go for Eugene. Because like skincare stuff I can replace.
Because I don't know. It would also be really hard because everyone in my family moves everything.
Oh my God.
So like I'd be like, where's this one thing? And I'd die trying to find it.
If we had time to prep, yeah. I would 100% have a bug out bag, like, packed.
That's really interesting. Because, like, I'm not, like, emotionally attached to a lot of, like, items. I'm more of, like, a memory person than, like, a physical thing, even though I have a lot of physical things. Like, I wouldn't mind, like, losing some of them. So I don't know.
I think I wouldn't mind losing a lot of, like, the stuff I have in my room because it's stuff I've, like... I've finally, like, had money and, like, was able to buy it. So it's, like, I'm buying this because it's special to me in some way or another.
Yeah.
So it would be kind of, like, a weird decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd, like, be heartbroken that, like, all of my vinyl was just gone.
Yeah.
Because some of those are, like, special editions and stuff.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm trying to think, like, what are things that I would grab that I just can't replace?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
No, yeah, I think definitely, like...
My dog.
Fenway's all five
I would grab Fenway five times. I'd grab her and then hug her a couple times and be like, it's okay. And then we'd leave.
Yeah. Eugene is not, like, a movable object to me. So it explains why I didn't, like, oh, yeah, I can actually take this.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to travel. He doesn't like being out of his cage.
You have five things in your hands and you see Eugene. You're just like, this is where
I'd,
you live.
I'd drop one of them. I would. I think I'd drop one of Dave's sweaters. In
I'm sure he'd understand.
He would definitely understand.
He'd just give you another one.
Yeah.
Especially if all your clothes got burned.
Well, I'm taking my hamper, so at least I have dirty clothes that I can wash.
Okay.
I think for my family's sake, I'd try to grab photo albums, because they really care about that stuff.
Okay,
yeah. I want to say I'd grab my computer, but that's like 700 components, like all put together in one desk.
Yeah, same. Like I could grab my computer, but like I said, that's replaceable.
Yeah.
And like, I love my computer. It might be the favorite, my favorite thing I own, but like, I could get that again.
Yeah.
I'm sure tough. My Growth Center would be delighted to see you again.
Yeah, they'll probably give me all the fucking wrong things and forget to give me a solid state drive again. That being said, I need to get a solid state drive soon, just because I want to.
I have my solid state as my boot drive.
Yeah.
So I have my like operating system on it.
Yeah, that's what my plan was.
I'm so sorry they foiled your plans.
They messed up. They didn't give me the solid state drive. And they gave me a regular DVD player. They gave me a Blu-ray one, which I thought was
weird. I got a regular one because I was like saving money. Well, yeah. Trying to save money after spending like $2,500 on a computer.
Yeah. Maybe like I subconsciously just put the regular one in there because I was like.
Oh, yeah. Who does Blu-rays?
I guess.
Yeah.
But that might be something I can like upgrade now.
Yeah. It's an easy upgrade.
I think I'm going to start like doing little things to my computer.
I'm going to start like collecting parts to like completely upgrade my computer because I want to downsize it.
Okay.
To like a smaller motherboard.
Okay.
But I might start that like next year. Yeah. When Bitcoin isn't a fucking threat to graphics cards.
It's really annoying. Ridiculous. And yeah. I feel bad for everyone who's trying to build a computer right now because they have to overpay so much for a graphics card.
Yeah.
I would grab Jasper. Yeah. I would grab Jasper. I'd grab a hoodie.
Yeah.
I'd grab my coat. Because I don't know what season this is when this crisis happens.
It
but
doesn't
you can
matter.
Never go along with a coat.
It doesn't matter what season it is. It's going to be cold one way or another.
Exactly. We're in New England. Yeah. It's summer. It could be 40. Who knows? I grab a handful of clothes, just like wherever. Depends on if my hamper's there. And then I'd probably grab just my phone.
Oh, yeah. I assume my phone would be in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like
phone,
my backpack
phone and charger
area.
Would probably be in my backpack. Yeah. So, yeah, backpack. I thought practically, mostly because, like, man, I don't have a pet to grab. Chewie's not mine.
Yeah, practically. I'll grab food, water. I'll grab a flashlight.
I have
mean,
a bug-out backpack for this specific situation.
Hey,
so
if you
I
have a phone,
that.
You've already got a flashlight.
And some flares.
Yeah, true.
I'll grab some flares.
Yeah,
you know, SOS. What if things get really bad?
As if people won't be able to see the fucking blaze that your house is.
Man. That fucking fire and black smoke fucking rises, and then you just see some flares come up with it.
Considering our house is next to two policemen, I feel like we'd be okay.
Yeah, it's
yeah, my house is like down the street from a fire station. Huh. So,
like, yeah. We've joked around that if anything is ever going to happen to our house, we're just going to say our neighbor's place. And then when they like pull up to their place, we'd be like, no, here. Because somebody broke into his house.
Yeah.
At night, turned on all the lights, and he broke into a policeman's house. And I think, like, half of BPD was around the area within about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
So if you live next to a policeman and you're worried, say their address and then just wave them over. Panic situation. I forgot where I lived.
Oh, yeah.
Life advice. Life Lie advice. About your address.
Life advice. Find the nearest cop and say that your address is theirs. Cops love it when you lie to them.
It's fine. They lie to people all the time.
You're right, they do. All cops are bastards.
Not all of them, but a good chunk of them.
Good chunk of them, yes.
Anyway! We're not gonna open that can of worms right now.
Not on this podcast!
Nope!
We did already talk about nationalizing transportation infrastructure.
Yeah, but that's not...
By
yeah, that's
stealing
not, like,
people's Fortnite accounts.
Yes.
That's how we pay for it. We pay for it with V-Bucks.
We hold their Fortnite accounts hostage.
How badly do you want these wins? How badly do you want that season pass? You have the John Wick skin. You won't have that in season 4 if you make a new account.
Mm-hmm. That's evil.
That's evil. They'll never be able to get that skin again.
But if it means that we improve the country, I'm all for it. Nice.
Would we have above ground trains or below ground trains?
Both.
Underwater trains.
Depending on the terrain.
We already have those.
No, but we're just going to fill everything with water and make all the trains underwater.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Will whaling be a problem in Oklahoma?
No, there are no whales there.
Don't they have some weird law about it?
Yeah, yeah. Whaling is illegal in Oklahoma.
Yeah, this landlocked, no, yeah. no lake state.
we will be sure to put no whales in Oklahoma just because they have that stupid rule law, and we'll make sure it stays stupid.
Can we just like put whale repellent around Oklahoma?
We'll just put Oklahoma in a box.
I don't know what whale repellent would even be.
No fish.
Ode to shark.
I don't know.
Whales are so much bigger than sharks.
They're like not even. Actually, no, they are concerned because don't they just kind of like eat, like bite at them like away?
Oh, yeah. Because
like whales can't really fight back all that well.
Yeah.
So they just kind of.
They just kind of like go.
They kind of like munch on them. I think I saw that once.
It's a snack to go.
Yeah, like they actually just like. We'll just like bite them.
Yes, yeah.
Bite parts of them and just fucking leave. They're like a community meal.
Yeah, I think that does happen, but I don't think it's like a huge problem.
Yeah.
I think it's just a thing that happens.
It's just nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what sharks do because they taste with their mouth. But they ooh, like,
nice, me too.
But like they just bite things and if they don't want to eat it, they'll just leave.
Yeah.
Even if they've like torn off your leg. However, you know, we do need to outlaw boats. Because they hurt the manatees.
Yes.
Because they're stupid.
Oh, no.
And they get stuck in the propellers.
Oh, no.
But they're so much bigger than the propellers. What do you mean?
Not on, like, cruise ships.
Oh, that's a fair point, yeah.
Yeah.
Manatees just are victims of stupidity.
Jeez, I've like never been on a cruise, and after having norovirus once, I never want to be on a cruise.
No, I literally never want to go on a cruise, period. I got fucking seasick playing Sea of Thieves last night.
Wait, did you?
Not like actually, but like there's like some sway in Sea of Thieves, and I definitely got dizzy for it. I'm like, whoa, this is weird.
Oh, okay.
There's definitely some sea sway.
I could go for like a weekend cruise, but not like an out to the ocean cruise.
Okay. I'm like really okay on boats.
Same.
So like the motion sickness doesn't bother me. I don't know. I just don't think I'd want to go on a cruise.
It doesn't seem fun.
It doesn't.
I do a river cruise.
That sounds cool!
The ooh. European river cruises
yeah.
that are super expensive for no fucking reason.
Destination to nowhere.
Gentle plug.
Huh.
It's a podcast with a podcast. I don't have anything else to say.
I don't
cool! We're gonna end it then.
See, I was hoping you hosting would provide us with like better transitions into the end, but I guess we're all just bad at it, and that's fine. That's really okay with me.
I'm like literally afraid I'm gonna cut somebody off, even though I get cut off constantly. So I'll just like wait for the awkward silence to be a little bit too awkward, yeah. and then be like, "We're done."
We can fix that in post.
Nice.
Even though I don't edit this podcast much, but I can try.
That's fine. We had a couple of moments of like glaring silence.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Thanks all for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.